Karna Dom. We have a guest who likes to take off when rain comes,
yes,
right?
Yes. I have brought you a special guest this morning, Hunter Griffiths with Classic Landscaping and Design.
All right. First question, where's the other people? Are they off playing or what?
No, right now they're spending the morning cleaning trucks and sweeping out the shop. Yep. Not a whole lot to do this morning.
They said they didn't want to come in. They wanted to have you do this. Or
I was volunteered for this.
Oh, yep. Good deal. Well, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe before we get started, tell us a little bit about Classic Landscaping. It's been a little while.
So we do landscaping and hardscaping locally. We've been doing it for over 20 years now. My dad has. I've been doing it for 4 years, and we mainly focus on landscape designs, so that'd be flower beds and also patios and retaining walls. Right now we're doing a big commercial job, and we also do little residential jobs. We do pretty much any size you need.
Good. So residential, when you say small, could it just be like a backyard corner or something?
Yeah, I mean, we've done stuff as little as putting rock down 10 square feet to store a garbage can. As small as, I mean, you can think, but we've also done some really large projects to take two, three months. So, but some of our recent jobs, like we dug up mulch. I see people tend to get rid of mulch and put in rock. It's a little more permanent. I think it looks nicer, but yeah.
You like mulch more than rock?
I like, I prefer rock.
Rock, okay.
Yep. Okay. It's a lot cleaner. I see a lot of people, their mulch starts to blow away on them.
Then we're picking it up. I was just picking up some mulch last night. Taking it out of the grass, put it back in.
Yeah, me too.
You have to do the same thing with rocks, trust me. It seems like, how did you get there?
And then it's like, oh, now it's fading.
Right.
So now I got to go get some new.
Uh-huh.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, rock around here, do you feel like people choose rock more than mulch?
I see it for sure. Especially like if we're, redoing existing landscaping, a lot of it is removing mulch and then putting in rock, because that's what people would rather have as they have their landscaping over the years. Yep.
Yeah, they figure it out and say, I don't have to do much.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of blow the rocks out, right?
And really clean low them maintenance. Off. Yep.
Very good. What are some of the other things that people, I know, seems like a lot of people in the last probably 5 years put in a pool in the backyard and.
We do a lot of outdoor living as well. That would be patios.
Auto insurance walls, all seems the same.
Outdoor
until
kitchens.
It's
We've done
time
some
to
big
use
outdoor
it.
Kitchens.
With USAA, it's easy to
I haven't done
claims,
any
schedule
pools as a. A paid project, but I have helped my parents build their pool in their backyard, so something I haven't really gotten into, but I could see it building the pool.
But it does seem like a lot of retaining walls and those kind of things are probably more popular.
Right, and that'll be like up outside of Fremont, obviously, where there's different grades, you know, hills. There's not a whole lot of hills in Fremont, so you don't have to worry about retaining walls here. But yeah, we've done, you know, 300 linear feet of retaining walls, some big walls. So
Yeah. That's a big project.
It's a big project.
Yeah. So is it, how many people about with Classic Landscaping?
So right now, it's my dad and I, and then we have three guys. And then my little brother will also come and help us as well sometimes. So
good, yep. Good deal. Well, yep. You stay plenty busy then.
Oh yeah, we have a lot to do. Yep.
Yeah. Well, how many years has it been? 20 some?
It's been over 20. I think we're coming up on about 25 here shortly. So yeah, it's been a while. I've been doing it, I mean, it's as long as I can remember. So
about how far out do you guys go?
I mean, we've been out to. We've been out to Schuyler just a couple of years ago, so we don't tend to go to Omaha anymore. We keep plenty busy around here, but we will go into Elkhorn and Bennington and Gretna. So, yeah.
Do you use the computer a lot to design things, or do you more just kind of lay it out on paper for somebody?
I'm starting to do the computer-aided drafting, 3D renderings. They're mostly 2D, but if someone's having a hard time visualizing, I know I install them for a living so I can see what it's going to look like.
But yeah.
It takes a little bit of time for someone to visualize it, so the 3D renderings really help.
In a different settings, I know there's different kinds of trees that people want in different areas, and you probably can suggest which are the right ones to put in, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm still learning, you know, plant selection, full shade, full sun, you know, dappled shade, all the fancy
how
stuff.
How big a tree will get.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Those kind of things.
Yeah, if it can be, you know, if it has to stay several feet away from your house, if it's going to rip through your foundation. I'm still learning that. My dad, he knows all that, and he's helping me figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process. There's a lot of different plants, a lot of different trees.
And what people want as far as color and even maintenance afterwards.
Right. There's a lot of, I mean, the maintenance is a big thing. Like, I personally, I like stuff that requires a lot of maintenance, but some people want something that they don't even have to touch. So
yeah. On the patio side of things, are you still doing a lot of stamped patios or designs in the concrete?
So our patios are all paver patios.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
So they're individual pavers. That they do have. I mean, we do a lot of things that look like stamped concrete. Or I like to say that the stamped concrete tries to look like our paver patios.
Sure.
I prefer. Yeah. With pavers, there's endless combinations, borders, and, you know, also matching your walls to your pavers. It's a lot of fun. But, yeah, there's, I mean, thousands of different options you can have.
Good. Yeah. Good deal. Well, how about we play a song? We'll come back and talk more with Hunter Griffiths here, landscaping, classic landscaping right here in the Fremont area. You picked out Turnpike Troubadours. Any significance to this one?
Figured it was a good day to play this song.
Yeah, Cat in the Rain. So here we go, right here on Fremont's Morning Mix. We'll be right back.
Higher heels to make your final stand. You watching, hon, we're closing in an hour. Backed up to the Trinity with no more road to run. No longer can I wander on alone on my own power. And try to put the past behind. Perhaps it's only in your mind. They close the doors at nine at channel marker 17. Pressure makes a diamond, babe. I still might come out clean. Tejanos curse in Spanish and the Cajun eyes the weather. There's black mud on the belly of the yellow colt I ride. Never thought I'd catch myself so calm out in the open, there's a Gulf storm deals and bucket loads and hits from every side.
Turnpike Troubadours, Cat in the Rain, a good choice by Hunter Griffiths this morning, a classic landscaping. Our RVR Bank guest DJ this morning, and while the song was playing, we were talking about all the different options that people have, and there's so many different things you can do with your backyard, and fireplaces, fire pits, water features of some sort. And you guys pretty much do all that, don't you?
Yeah, we've done just about everything when it comes to outdoor living. Some things we like more than others, but we have done pretty much everything.
What would be your favorite? What do you for your ultimate backyard?
My ultimate backyard would probably be a outdoor kitchen with a propane fire pit, and then maybe eventually a pool as well would be nice.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. And that does, it takes a little bit of maintenance. You have to worry, you do have to put some time in for all those, don't you?
Yeah. Especially if anything with water is going to require maintenance. It's not the end of the world. Once you get it, a system down, it's pretty easy to take care of. But everything else, patios, they're pretty low maintenance. They kind of just take care of themselves, keep them clean. It's not a whole lot of maintenance. If it was too much maintenance, nobody would do it.
Right.
But a lot of people do it, and it looks really good.
On the fire pit side, are you talking like a paver-built fire pit for the most part?
Yep. So we use pavers for the patios, and then it's all stone for the walls, everything. So we don't tend to do concrete. We have done concrete. I don't prefer it. I like the look of pavers a lot more. It comes out nicer. It looks better in my opinion.
Hey, do you guys do any of the stone patios with, I'm trying to think of a different kind of a stone. There's, the shale, there's all kinds like that, right?
Yep. We like a flagstone patio. We have done those, flagstone really popular for, walkways, but they also make a good patio. The only problem with them for patios, the walkways are really great, but the patios, sliding furniture across them, you catch one of them in the cracks, or because they're natural stone, they have different textures. But no, they do make a great patio for sure.
But those backyard kitchens, that's the probably my next step will be some sort of a backyard kitchen. Nothing too fancy. I don't want it sticking way up there in the air, but something that is functional, I guess.
Right. Yep. Yeah. No, we've done a lot of things for kitchens. We've done, you know, ice chests, griddles, smokers. We've done a whole bunch of things for. We've installed cabinets in the stone.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yep. No, we've done some pretty elaborate and then also some pretty basic ones too.
Do you do the whole thing with the overhead gazebo and that kind of stuff too?
Oh, for sure. We have done that. Not recently. But we build gazebos or pergolas or any cover pergola for patio. Yep.
Nice. Yeah, it all a lot of folks anymore really want something in the backyard there, don't they?
Yep. It's especially I've seen since the pandemic, especially. It was outdoor living's become a priority. People utilizing their backyards more than ever, I think.
Yeah, on the landscaping side, I think you, well, like you said, more probably to the stone. And around here, we have quite a few selections, things we can select from, don't we, as far as the stone side of it and pebbles and rocks?
It's honestly endless. Like, you could choose any color, any size, we can find it. So it's really customizable, and it helps a lot because then your backyard doesn't look like your neighbor's, and it's really unique.
As far as finding samples, again, we can probably go to their face. You have a Facebook and a website?
Yep, you'll find us at on Facebook under Classic Landscaping. I don't believe we have a website right now, but we do have a ton of projects posted on our Facebook.
Yep. Nice.
Yep.
Nice. A phone number. Where can we reach you guys?
So you'll be able to reach my dad, Jason Griffiths, at 402-719-5517. And that'll be Jason Griffiths.
Yeah.
And then you can also, there's contact email under on the Facebook account.
Did you run with your mom last week or not?
I did.
You
yep.
did?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I was wondering if you took off and did that. Yeah.
Yep. We took off just south of Morse Bluff. it was quite the
journey.
Quite the morning for sure.
And you went how far?
We went just over 20 miles.
Yowza.
Yep. Yeah. I want to make sure I get over 20 miles because if I look down and it shorts me, then I won't be too happy.
Yeah, I've done that many a time on my bike. I'll go for a ride, and in the morning on Sundays, I'll get home, and I'm like, 19.94 miles.
It's annoying.
Really?
Yep, it's happened for sure.
Well, let's play one more. We'll come back and wrap it up. All right, Hunter?
All right, thank you.
You picked out some Eagles, huh?
Yep.
And one of your favorites, or?
Yeah, I'd say so, for sure. Yeah.
All right, well, let's... We'll come back and wrap it up right here. RVR Bank guest DJ Hunter Griffiths with Classic Landscaping right here. Fremont's Morning Mix. .58 coming to the end of the hour here on our RVR Bank guest DJ show. And Hunter Griffiths with Classic Landscaping with us this morning. And again, we can find a lot of good samples, as I did on Facebook, and Carla did, and she's mm-hmm. like, "Ooh, I like those." Yeah, lots
giving
of good
me
stuff.
Ideas now.
Yeah, a lot ideas. Of backyard ideas, even front. I mean, you do a lot of stuff in the front of homes too, don't you, Hunter?
Yeah, we do. I mean, anywhere on a property, but yeah, front yard. Like to keep it nice and low maintenance, just look good. Don't want anything too crazy going on in the front yard, but the backyard people get really creative with.
Yeah, that's for sure. Again, reach you at 402-719-5517 or get a hold of Jason and kind of go from there, right?
Yeah. Yep. You can call him and he'll give you an idea what you want, help you out, kind of come up with some ideas. He's done quite a few of these projects, so.
Just a few hundred projects.
Yep, yep.
And it always helps to have a good connection with the bank because you got to be able to get those materials and make it happen and have a whole plan for your business. And RVR is really good at that, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really good. Yep. Yep.
All right. Karna, anything on the bank side of things?
Yeah, we just wanted to mention that Concert in the Park starts.
Yes.
It's starting up next week. We are sponsoring the concert that will be Thursday, June 11th.
Okay.
It is Waco City is the band that's playing that night from 7 to 9. And just a reminder for everybody who's going, the location has changed this mm-hmm. year, and it is at Ilgen Fritz parking lot, which is right behind the door.
Right.
Right. To the west. So. Just so people go to the right location, bring your chairs, bring your blankets, come have a great time. But we'll be passing out some ice cream
and
all kinds of fun stuff.
No dollar bills?
No dollar bills.
All right. Well, that's okay. We'll be okay.
You have to come to the bank for the dollar bills.
All right. Karna, thank you. Hunter, good to see you, and thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.